Now broadcasting the Webcomic Beacon.
Okay.
Ooh, I'm all Twitter-pated now.
Anyway, this is episode 83 of the Webcomic Beacon here at webcomicbeacon.com, and we are hosted on the Rampage Network, a webcomics community. That's at rampagenetwork.com. Did I say that? I think I said
that. Did you say webcomics community?
Community.
Oh, that's different. Damn it, I'm underdressed again.
In the wrong place.
Not for you. You're not underdressed for yourself.
I don't even know what that means. What?
Huh? This is Fess of Fessworks.com. And with me are my two hosts with the most. Actually, they're kind of equal because you can't have most more than one other person.
Yeah.
So there's Tanya Higgins of Betapone.com.
Hello, hello.
And there's Mark Savory of AutumnLake.com.
Hello.
All right, welcome back to the show. We had a little bit of a hiccup last week. We were supposed to talk about editorial comics with Elisa Rose of GirlVsRobot.com. Apparently, people still showed up, and she showed up, and they had a great time in the chat room, so we'll have to reschedule that when we can. I've run into massive computer problems, as in I didn't have my computers anymore.
Which is generally considered problematic, yes.
Practically everything is gone. Mm-hmm. I have a backup disk from last year of some PSI stuff, and I managed to make a backup of Jenny Everywhere, the Webcomic Beacon, save for some of the... No, not the Webcomic Beacon. Just the Webcomic Beacon regular files, the site files. And the other comics, and I'm kind of screwed because I have absolutely nothing for PSI except from stuff from last year. Anything that happened since then is gone completely. So I have to restart.
The good thing they didn't have you in the ground crew for Apollo 13.
Yeah, that would have been miserable. No safety systems, no backups.
Everything's gone. How do you fly this thing?
What do you know? Failure was an option.
But we're not going to talk about it for privacy issues.
It's just extra crap we don't need to deal with. And so anyway, I got a new computer.
Oh.
And I've basically gotten almost all of the programs that I once had on it back on it again. And now PSI is going to be a while before I get back on because I need to develop a whole new color palette by capping colors from the JPEGs that are on the site, which is going to suck.
No, it's not that bad.
And the webcomic beacons, bumps, and everything, some of those are gone. Aside from, I did mail some to Tanya, like, several months ago, so yeah. I can use those. So it's just been really frustrating.
Which is why, boys and girls, especially if you have access to a server where you are posting your comics, you can also, you know, in a directory that won't show on the comic, you can put your big files on there too.
I'll kill too much bandwidth if I do that.
Oh. Well, there are some of us that don't have as strict of bandwidth issues, I guess.
We used to be hosted on Zephyr.net, and he certainly couldn't take how much bandwidth the Webcomic Beacon was using, because I swear it was the Webcomic Beacon that was making the site constantly crash. He's also moved to a different data center since then too, but we're on the Rampage Network, and it's domain renewal season for him right now, so if you like any of the comics on the Rampage Network or the Webcomic Beacon, feel free to send a donation to rampagenetwork.com or us, and I'll send it to them. Really?
That was very nearly professional.
In a way.
In a way. Half-assed, kinda. Anyway. Am I recording?
Stick with your strengths. So really what we should do is just bullshit.
You're no Walter Cronkite, dude. I'm just saying.
Well, no one's any Walter Cronkite anymore.
Walter Cronkite's not even Walter Cronkite anymore.
Sucks. Anyway.
Too soon? Anyway, this week, it's kind of
apparently so.
Yeah. Damn it, this is not recording as nicely as I want it to, but it's
you know what
to
you
do.
Should do is actually introduce the other two people who are with us.
That'd be nice.
I know, but then it's like... But here's the
just
thing.
Just as a thought.
No, no, but I don't like doing that right away because then I don't get all the ridiculous, dumb banter, and then it's like, wait... Who are these people? So then when I finally introduce them, we can stop doing all that and go boom right to the guest. Which
oh, right, I get it. I get
right
it.
There's a method to my madness.
It's important to introduce the guests just in time to do the different ridiculous banter.
Yes. And, well, we do have a couple of people on here. One person is on here because I needed help testing, and he likes to talk a lot, and that's Ben Carver.
Oh my God.
Hello.
What do you do, Ben?
I am a graphic designer, and I'm also doing... My first comic, Point Guardian, has ended, so I'm doing full-time my second comic, Hero Academy. Yeah. So that's what I'm doing.
That's at heroacademy.comicgenesis.com. In addition to Ben, we also have George, who is of the comic Amazoness.
Amazoness. Well, it doesn't really matter how you pronounce it. It's not really a word.
Does the accent make a difference?
It's not really a word.
Yes. You have to pronounce it.
Amazoness. I can't even do that accent.
Amazoness.
Amazoness sounds very nice. It sounds better when you say it. That Liverpool thing comes really in handy with words like that. That's nice.
Yeah, it's like aluminum or aluminium.
Aluminium is so much better.
Aluminum, bitch.
Wow, and Fez finally takes an opinionated stand.
Bet you spell color with a U, too.
Yeah.
And honor
I will
with
fight you.
You
to the death to protect my youth.
Oh, yes. This awesome. Is productive.
Yes,
okay.
George is from the country where they pronounce the word Z as Z for some
Zed.
Reason. And
don't say the Z word.
Whoops.
It's a culture clash here on the webcomic beacon. It's a webcomic throwdown. No.
Oh, my God.
I'm all for Brit speak.
I am as well.
Me too, but cool. That kind of comes with the territory.
Yeah. Yeah, you really don't have much of a choice. I mean, you could choose to sound like a complete idiot and, you know, eschew all that, but it seems like a bad idea. I'd just go with the Brit thing.
It works for me.
One of the only real problems I have with people pronouncing things is like when you're adding letters that are clearly not there, such as R to the word wash.
It's yes.
Wash, not
my
wash.
Mother will wash the dishes, but take a trip to Washington, D.C. Figure that one out. No clue. Yeah.
Well, in Liverpool, the fashion is just to drop as many letters as possible. The strength of your accent. Yeah.
Or it could be French and just give up by the time you get to the end of the word.
Just
trail off. Yeah, that's not racist.
It's not. That's what they do.
It's linguists.
They, like, drop the last two or three letters.
French has a lot of vowels.
But you said they
freestyle.
But you said they give up. I thought you were doing this.
Trying to be funny, damn it.
That's why in French they put that random T in between certain words, because if there's vowels at the end of one word and vowels at the beginning of the next word, it all sort of blends together into one long word, unless you stick that T in there.
Speaking of French, I think the Sims speak a sort of dialect of in French-inspired language. It just really? Seems like it is.
So,
if anyone's played The Sims...
hell?
No, we have lives.
Do you knock people up in Liverpool? I had this.
Personally?
Okay, so you do have the pregnancy connotation there.
Yes, yeah. Yes,
I'm not sure where I picked that up. I know it was from one of my
you were
European
married.
Well, yeah, that was different. But one of my European friends used to do the whole, I'll come round and knock you up in the morning. And he meant stop by and, like, you know, drop in.
Yeah.
I think that's what it's used to mean. They used to, that used to be an actual phrase, and it's since taken on a more
the American
pregnancy related connotation.
We win! We win!
Yay! We win on, you know, unacceptable pregnancy charges. That's lovely.
Yay! No, see, I remember hearing that on, like, a commercial that was advertising people to visit Europe. And it was like, it had this bloke, this bellhop, I believe, basically speaking, you know, British, English, and yeah. And you couldn't catch a whole lot of it, and he was saying something about knock up a lady who had just checked in or something like that, and then they had like the narrator or the announcer after he was done saying you know in England it means this, and it was like, well, that's kind of weird. Well, I learned something, I'll forever remember that, and I don't remember what the commercial was for, but I think it was
Well, you know, since the British won the Revolutionary War. Because you know, you British guys won the war with us, right?
Yes.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You sound like now, a History Channel guy when you say that. Well, you know, when the British won.
Well, they did, because they we all speak English now, don't we?
You know, so, I actually take it from a financial level. They won because they realized that we were a useless colony where they could throw their prisoners for the rest of eternity.
We're not
should
Australia.
They choose.
That's Australia.
It yeah. was also America. They gave
Not
several.
Really.
They gave several people the option. They could either go to prison or become colonists.
I think King George saw in a crystal ball that we would have things like Fox News and Survivor and stuff like that,
and just said,
and said that drove him nuts. And he said, "You know what? We're leaving."
Let him.
Well, you know
it.
What? They have Big Brother, so they have no right to complain.
They do.
Yeah, but yes. That's just the American.
I feel the urge to apologize for that.
Well, I'm pretty sure as far as things go for apologizing, we have our fair share as well.
Yeah.
Anyway, webcomics.
Oh.
George Bush administration.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Webcomics on the internet.
It's comics. Insane.
No, they don't have these in Great Britain, but...
What?
Just kidding. No, we have the reason why we have George on today is because I saw this charity art auction pop up. Not just a charity art auction, but a webcomic charity art auction, and not just a webcomic charity art auction, but an LGBT webcomic charity art auction, which actually is from July 20th to July 24th, 2009, and George. Which is, if you're listening to the show now, that's tomorrow. And hopefully I have the MP3 out before then. And George, would you like to tell us what's going on?
Well, I was contacted by Jay Gray, who is the writer of Mysteries of the Arcana. Arcana. I don't know how to pronounce
that's good.
It.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And this was some time ago. And this is his idea, really. I'm on primarily because he can't be... he was just asking around for people. He had this idea. Then I said, I'll do it. And then I forgot about it for about 3 months. And then I got an email from him saying, hey, remember that auction, you know? And so I had to draw something quite quickly. But there's a lot of people with art up for auction who aren't me. And... the likes of Megan Gedris is who does You May Dream, and a comic which I'll try to pronounce without laughing. I Was Kidnapped by Lesbian Pirates from Outer Space, which may be the best comic title I've ever
and
heard.
And she is brilliant. I have a little bit of a girl crush on her.
Megan?
I love the art style of Lesbian Pirates, the kind of faux 1950s kind of comic book thing.
Yeah,
it's really funny.
Megan is definitely a cutie.
She is.
I was trying to get her on. Side note, real quick, I was trying to get her on the show before to do like a lesbian comic themed or lesbians doing comic themed show or something. I gotta get a hold of her again.
Lesbians doing comics. It sounds like the worst, you know, Women Gone Wild episode ever.
Well, that's not what I meant. Maybe that's why
you were trying to get her on. And so
maybe that's why she hasn't talked to me in a while. I don't know. I thought we were cool. No, anyway.
Only $5.99 a minute.
So we have this charity art auction going on.
Anyway.
I'm such a loser. Anyway, so we have this charity art auction. What is the art auction benefiting?
The money is going to a charity called the Point Foundation. It's a U.S. charity which aims to provide scholarships for students who've been marginalized due to sexuality, gender identity, and so on.
Right. Orientation, as we orientation. Like to call it in America. Because we're all oriented, apparently.
Well, I'm oriental.
That's different. We don't care about you for this show.
I was trying to see if there was a theme. It looks like there's at least a mix between whether or not the webcomics involve themselves or have LGBT characters or situations, or if the...
I think most of them do, on the whole. But mine does, and a few of the others do. So.
Yeah, I mean, we. I don't know. I just saw this. Adam Smith, who does Apple of Discord, has a Gayzilla print up for sale. And
yes.
I was like, wow. I really wanted to do something, but I didn't get my ass out in time. I wasn't even sure what I'd do. I was trying to think of something. What could I do? This would be awesome. I'd like to do something, but
I actually didn't know that they were even asking for submissions until it was far too late for me to do anything. Otherwise, I absolutely would have.
There have been quite a few people, actually, who've said just in the last few days, oh, hey, I'll do something for that. And it's, you know...
Too late.
Too late now.
We'll have to set up another auction.
Do it again, and I'll do something if you do it again. I was actually informed a couple of months back. Somebody sent me an email saying that they were happy to see, you know, webcomics like mine that had GLBT characters. And I actually had to think about it because, oddly enough, I don't categorize my friends as belonging to this minority class. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's right.
Minority.
I'd completely forgotten that I qualify, as does my best friend. Thanks for picking up on that for me. So I would have loved to have done something. However, ignorantly, that would have been good.
Well, Jay has mentioned that if this is a success, he'd like to do another one next year, possibly. He mentioned this sort of in passing, but I'm saying it now so that he'll have to do it.
Yeah, you'll have to do it. Maybe the relationships in my comic will be a little bit more defined for people that me submitting an art might be more appropriate.
I'll just try to pay attention to my own life so that I'll know.
But yeah, this is awesome. I mean, there's been like types of charity events for like individual artists before, but this is actual real charity event. And on a side note, I would like the people to email the Webcomic Beacon if they see something like this again, for something else, like a webcomic charity art auction, essentially. Let us know, and if I feel it's appropriate, I guess, and not just something that somebody just made up just because, but, you know, something actually real for, you know, a charity or something that's important and good and is really good for the community and such. Send us an email, and I'll try to put a link on the main site and everything. I have a link to this charity art auction, which is at art.wingnetwork.com. It's also on the main site as well. So, wait, let me check my recording to make sure. Okay, good.
It's doing the things that it does.
Because with the way I record now, I just have like a 30-minute block. I got to make sure I don't go over 30 minutes or I'll be like, oh, crap.
We'll have to remember what we said and then repeat it.
Oh, I don't want to do that again.
Convincingly at that.
Because you know you guys won the Revolutionary War, right?
We're just going to start over now, just in
That's
case.
That's why we all speak English.
I don't know about you. I speak American, which is some sort of bastardized English dialect.
You know, when you said that a second time, you sounded almost like Casey Kasem. This is Casey Kasem with the top 50.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't do Casey Kasem.
I can't. I used to be able to do Scooby.
That's because he's furry.
You used to be able to do it, but what happened to your voice that you could do it and now you can't?
Now you can't.
I haven't been practicing. When I was a kid, I practiced voices all the time. Rocky and Bullwinkle. Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my head. That one I can do a bit better.
Let's work.
See?
Barely.
Barely.
Don't
but...
know my own strength.
Oh, see, that was good.
But I also haven't seen the show in forever.
You know, not that we haven't gotten entirely off subject, but...
It's time for break. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back...
More stuff.
Is an affiliate of The Geek Media. The Geek Media has a number of geek-related podcasts, blogs, and videos for you to enjoy. Check out thegeekmedia.com. Have news, milestones, questions, or comments? Send your audio clips or email to webcomicbeacon@gmail.com.
Bastardization of English. I just noticed that one of the point scholars is from Aurora, Colorado. This is just down the road from me.
There you go.
Mr. Matthew Smith, congratulations on your scholarship where you are going, Yale Law School. Impressive, Mr. Smith.
Most impressive.
Because eventually he'll go to Washington.
What?
Science.
Mr. Smith goes to Washington. Fess is a puppy. Scouts.
You know, American language is to British language what French Canadian is to French language.
French. I agree.
Oh, for sure.
Being a bit of an English snob, we don't even come close to proper English, which is unfortunately, I mean, it's much of what happens to us when we learn other languages in school.
It's because they don't
teach
it correctly.
People learn English and they come here and no one can freaking understand them because we don't speak English. It's just like when you learn Spanish and go to Mexico, they don't speak Spanish, they speak Mexican. It's a different dialect of the same language. So... yeah.
There was a great YouTube. This guy went through all the main dialects of Britain. The accents. And he was talking about how in Liverpool it sounds like this, and he'd do it, and it sounded right. And then he got, I want to say it was Yorkshire.
Oh.
Or, no, it was Manchester. It was Manchester. And I listened to a podcast from Britain where there's this girl from Manchester, and he's so dead on when he said that they always sound like they're depressed.
Like, hello, I'm in Manchester now.
Did he try to do Welsh?
I think that was another thing. He did Irish and Welsh in another one. I didn't watch that.
I did a volunteer work for a charity auction here, and they're big golfers. So I was trying to get a golf package to Scotland, and so I called Scotland, and they can say that it's English. It is not. I could not understand them. They could not understand me.
Don't sound like the platypus on Mr. Rogers, I ain't getting it. It's a bill day. You know,
It was the biggest farce. And normally I don't. The only other dialect I really have a problem understanding is Indian. Anyone who is native from India, speaking English. The accent, I don't understand it. I don't know where my synapses are crossed, but I don't understand you. And it's the same thing apparently with the Scottish.
God forbid you ever have to call a company and ask for customer service.
I have several times.
You know who has my favorite British accent?
Who?
Tom Baker.
Ah, Tom Baker.
Yeah.
But Tom Baker, I think, is actually from Liverpool, but he just doesn't have the accent.
He has such a rich, verbose accent. It's just so magnificent. It's like...
I'm tempted to try it, but I'm the worst person at accents, so I'll just end up sounding absurd.
I bet I'm even worse with accents.
But how would you know? I mean, how would anybody know that you sounded absurd? Because you're from Britain, so you know what's right and what's not, and we don't. So
the people
you could
in Britain
have a
would
French
know.
Accent and say, this is from the East End of London, and you'd...
We'd be like, oh, that's excellent.
You must know.
I mean, people know what Tom Baker sounds like, though. If I try to do Tom Baker, and I... just sound horrible then.
If you're an alien, how come you sound like you're from the north? Lots of places have a north.
That was hilarious.
See, that was so bad there, Mr. Fagan.
No, like, that was hilarious.
What was with the artful dodger there, dude?
I don't know.
That was hilarious. Like that David was hilarious.
I rolled my eyes a bit at that, but you know, it was
everyone knows what that's so too, right?
No, what was really funny was when they went back to Shakespeare's time and Martha tried to do Old English and Doctor Who just turns and says, don't do that.
Wow. We tickled Fess.
No, that was funny because he's just like, don't even try doing that. Just don't do that.
Stop.
Were we doing this thing where we talked about webcomics and charities?
We were.
One time or another.
Now we're just...
Doctor Who.
Let's talk about Doctor Who. Oh, I lost all my Doctor Who episodes.
Loser.
I have the DVD of City of Death right here. Do you want me to make a copy for you?
No, I actually made a whole six DVD copies of the eighth and the ninth Doctor of season four. I gave them to a friend, so I can go to that friend. I can see this fourth season.
But you don't have any of the fourth Doctor?
I had half of it.
What you need is to get in a TARDIS and go back before you did whatever you did to your computer with the furry porn down.
I didn't do anything.
You know, stop yourself.
But that'll create a time paradox.
Not if he dresses in costume so he doesn't know who he is when he visits himself.
It doesn't create a time paradox if I leave everything the way it was to begin with, unless the time paradox is the reason why I don't have the computers anymore.
Well, see, that's where you do a backup when you're not there.
And then
your past self doesn't know it, and the time stream continues, and then we come back to the present, you have the backups.
Or you merely take this as a learning experience. Allow yourself to create backups from here on out.
Hey,
and don't
fuck learning.
Such...
You and that stupid logic.
To answer the chat room, no, we do not have to stop fest fapping. I have no intention of in any way creating that conflict. Fest can do what he pleases, but I suggest that he backs up first.
I could see it now. I could take the TARDIS back to that moment when he was downloading the furry porn and fapping away, and the TARDIS would materialize.
Do you want to see that
I don't have any furry porn.
That, I would say, you know, first law of time, I can't change anything. Leaving, going home now. You'd be stuck with a busted computer with furry
porn. Just remember to tie the scarf around your eyes.
I don't have furry porn, damn it. George.
Not anymore, not since your computer got destroyed.
I didn't have any furry porn on my computer. George.
Hello.
Are you utterly confused and offended by now?
No more than usual when I listen to this, so.
Speaking of British accents, you know it's really amazing how Hugh Laurie can turn his off just like that.
Oh, Hugh Laurie is impressive. He's seriously impressive with his accents.
He could just turn it off. It's like that's amazing to me.
Usually, when I see British actors trying to do an American accent, it's either Southern, Southwest, or President Kennedy.
Southern accents are easier to imitate.
They are very.
I am a jelly donut.
Because they're blatant. When you start to go into northern provinces, the accents are subtle, and typically, why am I doing this? Why do I go into professor mode? None of you really care.
No, I understand. It's interesting. Keep going. No,
making fun of people.
I'm interested. Possibly nobody else listening will care. But I want to.
I think it's about Elvis. Elvis Northern, and Kennedy are two like super famous people that they try to copy.
And see, the funny thing is that Ted Kennedy actually doesn't have an area accent. He has some sort of impediment. It's
that's terrible.
He's drunk. He's like his blood could be used as rocket fuel. He's so drunk.
Not anymore. He's going through all those cancer treatments. He can't be drunk and going through chemotherapy.
You'd be surprised.
You think he cares? he killed a woman in a car and got away with it. You think he cares?
Anyway, moving on.
Technically, it was the water that killed her.
not me.
It's not the fall that kills you. It's the sudden stop. Anyway, this all relates to webcomics in creative and ingenious ways, which I can't even begin to explain.
I have a question.
But
how many of us here on the show have contributed either privately or with our webcomic to charity endeavors? It's me, isn't it? No? Okay, we all did for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. We all did a comic for that, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
All right. So there's one.
I suppose I will have after this happens, assuming anybody bids.
I'll bid just in case. I'll keep an eye, and if nobody bids on something, I have this guilt thing with charities where if something goes up for auction and nobody bids, it will eat at me day and night until I finally just like, here, have $5 or something.
Note to self, make up a fake charity and send a link to Tanya.
You should also know that I am a horrible, horrible skeptic, and I check all of those avenues before I feel bad.
But I'm promoting awareness.
Mark a date with a hot chick charity. I'm all for that one.
Well, I'm promoting awareness.
Awareness of?
Awareness.
Awareness of awareness.
Awareness of the issues.
I wasn't aware of that.
Issues.
Which issues?
Just all of them.
Well, speaking all of...
That's a broad charity. You could get support from both the Christian right and the skeptical atheist societies. It's awareness of awareness.
Is this our most not related to webcomics episode ever?
No.
Okay.
No, we have failed.
Sure, it's not.
What is our most not related to webcomics episode?
I
want to
know a webcomic-y question, okay. I guess. Because you know there are people thinking about this. I'm sure I'm one of them. About... does this drive traffic? The age-old question. Are we just altruistic?
So what we're going with is fuck altruism. What do I get out of it?
Well, I'm sure some people might think that way.
Now I got to look that up.
Fess, I might...
altruism? Think, you know,
that means doing good stuff just for the sake of doing it.
Just for being good instead of for something you get in return. You know, like PBS, if you donate to a public broadcasting station and they send you a mug, then in that case, your donation was not altruistic.
No. I got a canvas bag that's smaller than the regular takeaway bags that they sell at the grocery stores for a buck. But it's a nice bag. But it's the only one of those takeaway bags that I've actually gotten dirty where I have to wash it twice. Well, the other ones that are a buck are fine, but the reason why I donated that day, because that did sound enticing, but also I made sure to donate $26 because there was another people that were going to be meeting each dollar for every $2, so that's why I donated $26 because I wasn't...
instead of $25, that's very nice.
Yeah, so I was being... because I was thinking, you know, maybe I should. I listen to the radio a lot. So, I mean, I like to think I do things unselfishly, but I...
oh, sorry.
He's selfishly thinking that.
He's selfishly thinking that he does. In order to boost his own ego, he chooses to believe that he is giving altruistically.
Nah, I know
I
don't. I
grabbed that girl's ass for myself, no.
I can't
do
that anymore.
It's for society that I grabbed.
I could go back into professor mode and explain that altruism is, in fact, an evolutionary trait.
But, the extra squeeze, though, was for me. Getting back to the question, though.
Does it drive traffic?
I wouldn't say it. I wouldn't say that's the main reason you do it. I mean, really,
well, not
if you're doing...
ideal.
If you're doing an art auction like this, to start off, the people most likely to be bidding on your stuff are the people who read your comic, I assume. So you're probably going to get a lot of new reader sales.
Donations out because nobody reads mine.
Yeah,
there is a small chance, though, that especially in something like this, where, you know, as you said, it seems to be generally kind of LGBT you know, comics or contributors, that there is a chance that people who read your comic will come to see your work and then look at some of the other work there and be turned on to those other comics. There's a chance, but I would think that it is small. I think it would be the same along the lines as guest comics.
Yeah. Well, I've actually discovered a few new comics through this, so...
I think I knew half of them.
I suppose that worked for them. They've got me reading their comic, and I previously wasn't. But I'm happy about that.
So, we should definitely...
You may have noticed I sometimes have this problem finishing my sentences.
No, I love it, actually.
And realize I'm talking rubbish.
No, blame it on... One.
I thought it was just that you kept getting interrupted by some dippy co-host like me.
I just blame it on the accent. It's just
my accent. It does that.
It's not the silent H. It's the silent part of the sentence. It's sort of true.
I mean, still want to say something totally random and British, but I'm not going to. But the urge is getting stronger by the minute.
Bollocks.
I've actually found out that as I watched. The amount of British slang I actually use increases as per as many episodes I continue to watch of Doctor Who.
Well, it's all gone pear-shaped then, hasn't it?
Kinda.
I think you're round the twist.
Oh.
I think you've gone round the twist.
When it comes to British slang, I listen to Gordon Ramsay because he just knows some of the best curses.
He's creative.
Bloody bollocks, baggera!
That's not how you cook a risotto like a donkey.
Okay, then.
Oh, George,
love that we can say bugger on American television.
I was wondering about that, and I was like, George, what are the top five severe swears in Britain right now?
Yeah.
What are the top five severe swears?
I would say, actually, when you get into the top five, the same as in the US, really. But yeah. There are a few that, for instance, there are a few that are worse over here than they are over there. But they're not like severe swear words. The really big ones are kind of universal, I think.
Okay, well, you got the big two.
This
you
I
got...
found interesting.
I did hear. I was thrilled. I was watching an episode of Deep Space Nine, yeah, which they would show here at like 6 o'clock in the evening, and I was thrilled to hear Chief O'Brien say bollocks because he can say that in the US. Nobody knows what it means, you know.
I know what it means.
Get in trouble for that.
You can say balls on TV. You can say bollocks on TV. It's like, ooh, wow, you can't say testicles. Ooh. It's like, it to me, it seems like British swears seem a little bit more tame to us. I mean, is it because we're just a big bunch of filthy motherfuckers over here?
Yeah, we're
or what?
Just more crude.
Now, I have to say that of my English friends, they bandy about cunt in ways that we never would.
Yeah,
that's
the
considered
C-word.
Like the ultimate horrible thing you're not supposed to say in America. And they say it pretty much like ass. It just comes out all the time. Like, you cunt, you forgot to pick up the mail. Yeah. Like, it's really just really not all that deadly. You know?
It is still, I mean, officially,
I'm sure.
I think the BBC have a list of words.
Yes.
And they rank them in order of how bad they are. And that is top,
that
I would say.
That is on the list, yes. But it seems to be, you know, we're here, I have friends that'll call each other bastards back and forth, and it's no big deal. But if someone calls someone a cunt, there's a still hush around the room, like, oh, someone's going to die. It's still very, like, personally offensive here. And
years ago, I remember the first webcomic I ever read, I got in an argument on the forum because they were American. And they were trying to attract like a younger audience, and they decided to ban swearing on the forum, which, you know, fair enough. But they believed that damn and hell were swear words. I was they're not swear words. I use them every day. They're not swear words.
Damn it to hell!
But then on the other hand, they said that crap wasn't a swear word. No, here that is a swear word. So I don't understand that.
No.
It depends on how young you're thinking of if mommy and daddy are paranoid or some shit.
I've basically ruined my children for polite society. Our concept is that there is no bad language. There's only inappropriate language. So if my child falls down and says shit, I don't care. If he calls someone else a shit, that's inappropriate. That language that hurts other people's feelings is inappropriate.
But what if said friend is actually being a shit? I mean, you have to call.
Then you need
to find
a constructive way to say that instead of just being a douche.
Some people need to be called out and be told, "Hey, you are a bastard."
Okay, he's 10. So no, at this point, he does not.
Okay, yes. There are 10-year-olds that are fucking little bastards, and they need to be told it.
They need to be told by an adult. That's my job.
Okay.
What if a friend is born out of wedlock? Can they call him a bastard then?
Only if they're actually referring to his birth.
And even that, it's a little bit uncalled for.
Yeah, a little bit uncalled for. Yeah, I'm an atheist and a card-carrying heathen, so I'm certainly not going to be making any moral judgments on anyone by calling them names for their birth situation. So, yeah, we don't have bad words in this house. We have inappropriate language, so... Yeah, I'm with you. I think the forum person was paranoid and annoying, but
inappropriate. That's
their
very
forum,
good.
So.
Yeah. Because sometimes things are more appropriate than other things at different times. That's a good way of putting it. I like that.
Why? Thank you.
Okay then. Like it there's just a means time that I to get... watch furry porn, and there's a time.
Yes,
especially when it deletes your files.
Backed up your computer files. That's not the time to download furry porn.
See, the problem isn't the download, it was the streaming. That's my theory.
It has
because
nothing
he steadfastly
to...
said, I downloaded no furry porn, but he said nothing about watching it streaming.
Did he, stream something into the keyboard and it shorted something out? Or...
Oh, the images! There's no brain bleach! Why do you do this to me?
I love you.
Me downloading stuff has nothing to do while my computers are not here.
See, streaming.
Well, anyway, we should talk about comic stuff and not...
All right, and we'll do that as soon as we take a break, and we'll be right back.
The Webcomic Beacon is hosted on RampageNetwork.com. Be sure to check out our weekly live broadcast on TalkShoe.com. Listen in, chat, or call in at webcomicbeacon.com/live.
By the way, George, this is a very nice charity. And looking it over, it's...
Sorry, George.
Seems good.
I don't know a great deal about it, to be quite honest. It's kind of... because it's not... It's a US charity.
Yeah.
And it's... I.
Well, I've never heard of your crazy British charities
cause,
then, either.
I'm happy to contribute to it, really.
Yeah.
Here's
I'm happy.
A question.
Anything really that gives students money, having been a student myself.
Yes.
I'm about to be a student. I'll be a student not this fall, but next fall. So,
well,
yeah,
you qualify for probably a whole lot of things, too.
Oh, can you imagine? The list of grants I qualify for is excessive.
It's
ridiculous.
So are you anything?
Mother
I'm sorry?
I mean, I was making a joke that, you know, under which status you could put for yourself, you put all the above.
All of you.
Just all of these.
George,
I have all of these issues.
George, will you tell me something, man? What are A levels? I've heard this on podcasts and things,
yeah,
and TV shows. What the hell are A levels?
Well, it's changed a little since I was at school. They keep changing it. Basically, we finish school at 16. Officially,
weird.
But you can stay on for another 2 years if you want to go to university, and you take basically A levels. You would take them at age 18, but you only do a few subjects. And this has been changed slightly since I was at school. But when I was at school, I did like 3 subjects. And that was all I did for those 2 years. I did chemistry, biology, and English, and that was all. And the grades you get at A-levels, the universities sort of decide whether or not they want you on the basis of those grades.
Oh, see, that's better. Let's do that.
That makes so much more sense.
It sounds good in principle, but what you get is the results come out in like August. People start university in September. So if you don't get the grades that you need, there's then this ludicrous situation called clearing where people are just ringing up universities frantically like, will you take me? I've got these grades. So you don't know where you're going in the next month.
And you only have a month to do it.
Yeah. It's I put in for like one university and I think they wanted 3 Bs and I got an A, a B and a C, which is the same number of points.
Yes.
They were
sort
being
of should
of,
work out.
It is they, yeah. they you can convert them into points, some universities do, and it was the same number of points, but they said no. So I had like a second choice, which thankfully I had actually visited the place first.
Ah.
So I knew going. It was like, yeah, I'm not going there. I'm suddenly going here. I have a month to prepare for this.
Yeah.
Well, what if you kind of decide? Because if you're only 16, maybe you don't know what you really want to do. So you might take courses that you decide, well, I don't really want to do this, this, or this. I wanted to do this other thing.
Then are you just toast?
Well, you can, yeah. Well, actually, I took the kind of weird selection of subjects I took was because I thought I might want to do science, I might want to do English, and I could potentially do either with them. But I then found out that you had to read a lot if you were going to do English. So I thought, that's not for me, you know. I don't want to read books, man.
I'm not a reader, so therefore science.
So I went for science instead.
And then
science!
I see, I'll be doing science. I'll be doing secondary education and biology.
I'm a biologist myself, so yay.
Yeah. Yay! Yeah, I'll be teaching high schoolers, though, which would be your those people between 16 and 18 who don't know what the hell they're doing. And I'll be trying to beat the superstitious crap out of their heads and replace it with knowledge. And in America, that is not terribly easy. We like to fill our children's heads with superstitious nonsense. So
how did God create the dinosaurs?
Well, he kind of didn't. The devil put those there to trick us.
Oh, God.
All right.
Okay, moving on before we get into... Anyway, I know that last week we were not here. But I do know who is advertising like a mother on the website, and that was Yosh of YoshSaga.com. Apparently, he claimed all the ads, and
awesome.
And I didn't get a chance to see them.
That's the time to do it when we're not doing a show, because it'll be good then.
You know what's funny is I was talking to John Peters, who's done a number of his gypsy ads on the Beacon. I was talking to him at the Squidworks meeting, and he said, "Yeah, I decided I was going to maybe pull the ads since you weren't going to be on for a while." And then he said, "Then I thought about it, and this would probably be the best time to do ads because everyone will be going to the Beacon 3 times a day trying to figure out when they're coming back, and then getting there, and there won't be anything, so they'll be bored, and maybe they'll click on links."
That is
brilliant.
A shrewd plan. I like that.
It really was.
Brilliant.
Clever.
I know Adam also wanted to put... Adam had made custom ads for like the previous show and I think the last show.
Oops.
And he didn't get to show them because Yosh dominated the ads. Yosh of YoshSaga.com. And I would put that advertisement bit I had in there, but that was on my computer. And that's not here. But yay. But right now, the ads are cheaper than ever. And so what are you doing?
What?
Okay.
Yes, how can you advertise on the webcomic Beacon Fest if someone wanted to be super cool and do stuff like that there?
Well, if you wanted to be super cool, you could go to webcomicbeacon.com and on the left-hand panel, click on Advertising Opportunities to get the full detailed explanation. But to put it simply, we have 3 different Project Wonderful ad spaces. One is a tower along the side, which people see all the time. One is a leaderboard at the very top. And there's also a banner that's at the way bottom of the homepage, but it is at the bottom of each individual post, such as when we link directly to an episode. It's right there with that episode. So you can bid on one of these three ads. And right now, the leaderboard is taken by unamused-comics.com, which also has the... It's mostly it's going to be insert comic here, which is done by Zach Holmes, and it's the funny one, a funny custom one where supporting the webcomic Beacon and wearing false mustaches, and then Jenny Everywhere pops in and goes, "Mine's not false," and it's just funny. And our tower ad is taken up by Peter is the Wolf, which is selling their first book. Which is at peteristhewolf.com, and there is a safer version and the adult version of this comic, so keep that in mind when you go there. But you're safe.
That your choices were safer and adult. There's
work
nothing
safe.
Inherently dangerous about his work. It's just
well, if you're downloading it to your computer.
Unless you're downloading it to your computer.
No, safer as in, like, safe for work, you know?
Well, sure.
It's dangerous if you're at work.
It's not safe. It's that there's vagina displayed, and that's really what it comes down to.
If
there are genitals in the adult version, and there are no genitals in the child version.
How do they get around that? Do they, like, put the word balloons, move them, or just put, like, scenery or something?
I actually believe it's a different thing.
He clothes them and frames it differently and kind of skips certain passages altogether.
We need to ask him if he'll make a t-shirt like the Three Wolf Moon shirt, but a Peter is the Wolf Moon shirt.
Oh, that would be good.
Now's the time. Strike while the iron is hot. I have a Three Wolf Moon shirt.
What are you talking about?
You've not heard of the Three Wolf Moon shirt?
Moon
it's an
shirt.
Internet.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
You haven't had the internet for a week or two.
No.
What it is it's this it's this t-shirt company in Vermont has this t-shirt, and it has a picture of three wolves and a full moon on it. And it's sort of one of these internet ironies that this thing is sort of tongue-in-cheek becomes super successful on the internet thanks to a review on Amazon or somewhere.
What? What is suggestive about it? I don't get it. What?
It's not suggestive. It's
he says
just,
like it's tongue in cheek. I don't. What?
It's no, all it's... rednecky, but internet geek
right.
swear.
All right, fine.
There is no rationale behind how anything becomes popular on the internet.
I wish there were.
There are some.
Yeah, Mark.
Patterns.
It's called when
patterns.
You finally advertise AutumnLake.com, the comic somewhere.
Oh.
By the way. The last banner ad, who has an ad spot on our thing, because I need to mention them, is Familiar Ground, which is at familiar-ground.com. I do have to say I'm not a fan of the way that you present. Oh, that goes right to the link. That's fine. Okay, then. It goes right to about. Okay, never mind. Your familiar-ground.com is where it's at. And a shape-shifting horse, why not? Fantasy comedy, familiar point of view. That's the last ad. Thanks to everyone who's advertising on there. Also, if you hear a show that you like live, and you get a hold of me like right away, or if there's a show coming up that you would like to actually buy advertising space on the podcast itself, for $10, if you're an art or comic site that's advertising art or comic stuff, you can get a spot where spot at the beginning. In the middle, and of course a remembering mention at the end, as well as an image link within the post, and that is also posted wherever I post the show in a news post or a forum that will allow images, of course. So, but
you said post 6 times in the last sentence.
Wow, there is a cornucopia of opportunity awaiting someone who is shrewd enough to take advantage of all these wonderful ways to advertise on the webcomic Beacon. It says here, and that right as well.
It's smooth.
Smooth.
Great idea.
Wow,
you
Mark.
Killed it.
Just
you killed it.
No,
good job.
Bended. Yeah, terrible.
It's dead, Jim.
you know what? This is completely inappropriate in that, you know.
Oh, from you? Inappropriate?
George, hello. Looking over this whole Point Foundation thing, you know, that thing we were supposed to be talking about today? Do you have these problems in Liverpool still? Like, are people still like, I'm not going to give you a job because you fuck people I don't like? Do they still do that?
What?
The whole gay, the gay bigotry thing. Is that an issue?
I would say it does probably still happen, yeah. It's the thing is that a lot of it is kind of hidden. So you wouldn't really know it was going on unless it was happening to you personally.
Older people or younger people? Is it an older person thing to do or a...
Probably older people, I would say, but that may be me being sort of bigoted in my attitude.
You are being so ageist right now.
Statistically, they've done a number of studies here in America, and it seems to be that, you know, the people who are really upset about the whole gay invasion are going to die soon. So then the younger people don't so much care. But I was curious to see if it was a problem in England as well, you know, in areas of Europe as well.
I think in the US, that's such a big country that you'll have places where you'll get by just fine and places where it'll be a real problem for you.
Where they'll still pick you up and hang you on a fence.
Yeah, I think a problem to that extent. Even.
Like the South.
That was in Wyoming. That wasn't in the South. Matthew Shepard was, you know, beaten to death and hung on a fence in Wyoming. That's not a Southern state.
Well, that's Wyoming.
Yet that didn't work for the guy that played Clark Kent in Smallville.
How much? What?
What the hell are you talking about?
I wonder how
first
much of the world
of Smallville they beat him up and hung him in a cornfield, and
that's because he knew he'd be making a crappy show.
And as you know, in Smallville, they had that whole love thing going on between him and Lex Luthor, and because of, oh my God, it was just so bad.
Bizarre, homoerotic.
Yeah.
Anyway, if there's anybody not left on the planet that we haven't offended yet.
That we haven't offended, that you haven't offended. I haven't said anything offensive at all.
I've offended all people, but that's it.
Yeah, but Tanya offends people that... Tanya offends people that have apparently decency.
Yes, I'm very offensive. I am offensive to the superstitious and the overly proper. Fuck you all.
The overly proper.
Okay, so while this show is completely off the phrase.
Wall.
Off the walls. Off the balls. Balls off the walls. Something.
It's gone totally pear-shaped.
You've gone round the twist.
George, what's a good phrase for something not going the way you planned?
It's gone tits up.
So,
I don't even use that, but it just came into my head.
I've heard cock up. I've heard that one.
That's good as well.
Yeah, but a right cock up.
But tits are wonderful. And anyway. So, unless there's a bird, those suck. What?
Bird porn? Nothing.
I am nothing. Anyway.
I'm sorry, webcomic vegan listeners. This is an hour you will never get back.
By the way, we have milestones to talk about.
Oh, wait, we're not done yet.
You're not done yet. No. What the hell is wrong with me? Tally Road of tallyroad.com has hit 300 strips, and... I think that's a not safe for work comic as far as I...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Also, additional milestones. The Tao of Geek has hit 7 years at taoofgeek.com. Calamities of Nature, has hit 2 years, and that's at calamitiesofnature.com. And Child of the Tiger has hit 1 year at cot.keverin.net. And... these will all be in the show notes as well. If you have a milestone, you're listening to the show. If you got like an anniversary, or 100, 200, 300, 400, 500, 1,000, and so on, let us know, and we'll try to squeeze you into the show by giving you a quick cheap plug for entertainment purposes. No.
My comic
has 100 comics.
Yeah, my comic just hit 100 a few weeks ago. Actually, a week ago.
Hero Academy?
Yes.
Yay!
All right, Hero Academy has hit 100 strips. At HeroAcademy.comicgenesis.com. We did get a couple of emails from... oh, that's from you.
So we won't read those.
No, George sent me a sympathetic email, a condolences email. So thanks, George.
On a streaming porn habit.
It's not porn for me. It's not my fault. I don't
have
my computer.
That's like saying oral sex isn't sex, but it
yeah.
is.
It's
furry
it's
porn
not
is porn.
It's erotica.
Furry erotica. Porn.
Makes perfect sense.
It's sex, I'd have to say. That's my vote. Anyway, Matt McKay also had sent us an email saying, hey, sucks, you know, basically. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but yeah, it's not going to be August. We're here back with the show today, so I hope you're happy now.
Wow.
Hey, I lost my computers and almost everything. I have a right to be all snippy and whatever. But you know what, guys? You know, I love you all. You're all wonderful. You're all wonderful, wonderful people.
Wow.
Most of
you. Uh-oh. Spun around the bend again.
Spun around the bend and bent over the knee.
Wow. Back to porn. That was quick.
What? Oh, right.
People over your knee. That's sort of yeah. It's...
That goes back to the double F with the big F and the little F from the DLP conversation earlier.
I thought that was going to go to the S/M there.
It could go to the S/M, but they're included in the big F.
So, in any case, hopefully the Point Foundation or at least the LGBT webcomic charity art auction isn't totally like, okay, we don't want to associate with the Webcomic Beacon at all. Hopefully they're not like that because of how the show is. But I think everybody should check this out and bid on some excellent artwork on here at art.wingnetwork.com. I'd seen how much time I got left. Got plenty of time to mention who's on here. A Paige Brodick of Jane's World has a complete comic page of strips up for auction. Megan Rose Gedris of Yumi Dream has a nice artwork up, as well as George Hutchison. Wow. Has of Amazon.
Amazoness.
Has artwork. Jesse Justice of Diablito del Ring has something. They obviously all have something if I'm mentioning them. There's also Arika Moen of Dar. What is that? What are all the freaking letters there?
It stands for something, but it doesn't actually. Hang on.
There's no link.
Is it an acronym?
It is. It says here it stands for a super gaily top secret comic diary, but the letters don't add up to the acronym.
Oh, that's funny in and of itself. It's an ironic acronym.
Yeah. We also there's also Nanda of Ugly Girl, Jimmy Robertson of Clan of the Cats, David Shirley of Farah, Sarah Sky of Simply Sarah, Adam Smithy of Apple of Discord. And Keith W. Of Mysteries of Arcana, and so everybody go ahead and check that out. Donate if you will, starting on the 20th through the 24th of July 2009. In case you're listening to this in the archives,
I think what it comes down to is that because we chose today to highlight this beautiful charity and then screwed around for an hour instead, we should all donate extra. Just to make up.
Yeah, donate extra.
Hey, I have a tight budget right now. I just quit my job.
Oh. Well,
yeah,
okay,
I heard
you.
You're good for like a few months. In any case, part of me for this show to be so screwy is because of the crap that happened last week, and hopefully things are good. I won't have to face something like that again.
Then stop downloading that stuff.
It's
now that we know how to prevent it.
It's not my fault. I didn't do a damn thing. Anyway,
the only way we correct that is by neutering.
No. Anyway, I would like.
He'll have a longer lifespan too.
It was very boring.
Anybody who's doing an LGBT comic or has LGBT characters or something like that, I would love to do an episode of the Webcomic Beacon centering around that theme, and I do and would like it to be a well prepared show, as in not like today.
This one.
So just send an email to webcomicbeacon@gmail.com if you have any questions, or if you're like, oh, shoot, I'd like to get in on something like that again. I'm gonna try to get Alyssa Rose again to bring her back to actually do that show on editorial comics, because I think it'd be good. And also I'm gonna get Philip of Yosh of the Yosh comic on the show. He was supposed to be for next week, so I'm not entirely sure what we're going to be doing next week. I'll figure something out. Once I know, I'll let you know. This has been Fess of Fessverse.com, and this has been the Webcomic Beacon at webcomicbeacon.com.
This is Tanya of Betapone.com.
And this is Mark of AutumnLake.com.
No, you have to go, George.
Me? Oh, okay. This is George of AmazonS.co.uk.
This is Ben of HeroAcademy.comicGenesis.com.
Thanks for listening to this show. Thanks for putting up with us.
That's all for the Beacon. Be sure to tune in next week.
Naked science? Is there actual nudity?
No.
Oh, screw that
now.
Screw that.
I want to see people in just lab coats.
Don't.
It's not very naked.
You need to wear the proper safety equipment.
Yeah. And goggles, maybe.
You can be naked apart from that.
Yeah.
But, okay.